This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. As we just mentioned, the tax bill countdown has begun. On Wednesday, if all goes according to plan, we'll get a fuller sense of what the GOP has in mind. Corporate tax cuts, tax breaks, which deductions they want to keep and which they want to scrap. One fight that's looking particularly contentious, as David just mentioned, is over the state and local tax deduction. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has our story.
To make it past the deficit hawks, tax cuts have to be offset by getting rid of deductions, and nickel and diming it won't do. Losing the state and local tax deduction could save the government as much as $1.3 trillion over 10 years.
It's the single largest source of revenue that's being used in this tax plan to pay for cuts for individuals and cuts for corporations.
Bob Klopach is co-director of Americans Against Double Taxation. Klopach says the so-called SALT deduction is also really popular. He says about 44 million people use the deduction to lower their federal tax bill. SALT is particularly popular in wealthy Democratic states like New York and California.
People who take advantage of this are going to be those that have high state and local tax burdens.
That's Jeremy Horpital. He is an assistant professor of economics at the University of Central Arkansas.
Most of the benefits go to people earning over $100,000.
And they don't just live in Democratic districts. Here's Bob Klopach again.
There are, you know, a substantial number of congressional districts, many held by Republicans, where there are very significant numbers of taxpayers who currently claim this deduction.
And taxpayers are also voters, which members of Congress will have to keep in mind as they weigh their desire for tax cuts with the risks of what it takes to pay for them. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.